All right, I'm back, and this hour of the busy show is brought to you by Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. The Jeff Horvitz Show starts now.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thank you for listening. Jeff Horvitz here. Happy to be here with you today. Happy to be back. Middle of the week. I know I took Monday and Tuesday off, but I had a good reason. And Mark Howitt did an excellent job guest hosting the show both yesterday and Monday. And I really appreciate him taking the time to do that and bringing in a guest as well. Angela's here with me. I made it back. It's a good.
Hey, we all made it back. We were all gone.
We were all gone on different adventures. They went to the cornfields in Iowa, the girls. Yeah. I went in a very remote part of Arizona, the heat wasn't really a factor because we had lots of water around us, but the moderate hike, as the Forest Service called it, was extreme.
It said
easy,
strenuous, easy, comma, strenuous.
Wow. And I was planning on coming back yesterday, but we were still retrieving a vehicle we had to position at one place. This morning, and that took a couple hours to do. So I'll tell you all about it. I'll probably do an Horvitz Overload episode, and maybe towards the end of the week get that out there with my son Owen. It was an epic hike through West Clear Creek Wilderness area, and I know that some of you don't like me mentioning that because then the throngs of Phoenix people and all that start showing up. They ain't gonna show up here.
Yeah, they don't have a vehicle that could make it there.
First you got to get there, then you actually got to hike sometimes 10, 12 hours in one way just to get into this place very, very rough conditions. Floating our backpacks through slot canyons.
On a makeshift raft with a dog. The sleeping mat.
To
blow it up.
Anyway, I'll share all that with you here in just a little bit. Plus, we've got a DC update, a lot to talk about with Congressman Andy Biggs. Will join us here, expecting him this hour. I want to comment on this Jason Aldean video. You know, the left is mad about something else this week, so it's a new day, new week. So let's be totally irate about something and irrational and blow it all out of proportion. We'll see if Jason Aldean, he's a country singer, holds his own. I will try to maybe play some of his song, especially for our listeners on 107.9 FM and 97.1 FM as well. Plus, let's get to a bunch of news items, news updates. Hey, if you want to cool down a little bit and you're down in the Phoenix area, you're down in the Verde Valley, head on over to Williams. It's definitely cooler. We came up from the Verde Valley and it was 105 when we left, 104, and it's still warm up here. It's 88. So it means it's probably, 87 in Williams. Mm-hmm. Stop on by Williams, old Route 66 there. Go on over to Miss Kitty Steakhouse. Get a great steak. Get a great meal at Miss Kitty Steakhouse right on Williams or right in Williams on Route 66. Also enjoy their breakfast from 7 a.m. Great breakfast at Miss Kitty Steakhouse. Enjoy downtown Williams. Cool down. Get a nice drink at Miss Kitty Steakhouse as well. And tell former Mayor John Moore that I sent you there. All right, what do we start with today? So much. I do want to start with some good news. I listened to some of Mark Howitz talking about what was going on Monday's show late. I caught some of it. He's talking about Canada and COVID and all the craziness that's going on that has gone on there. Mm-hmm. The arrest of a pastor who was preaching in favor of, remember, the truckers and all that. And I think he was just recently preaching against like the transgender surgeries, maybe stuff like that. And the guy's like, I think he got arrested.
Yeah.
You know, just for speaking his mind. The good news is, though, that some of the craziness when it comes to the masks and all that stuff that happened after COVID here in Arizona, there's one company that kind of stands out, and they've done this before. They've been pretty steadfast in not being lunatics, which a lot of companies have become lunatics. Companies have become lunatics nowadays. In-N-Out Burger, right?
Yeah.
Which you stopped by, I think, just coming back.
I know, we were there last night.
The Flagstaff In-N-Out Burger, which is in, Carefree
Highway area, Cape Creek or whatever.
We've run into the people in Flagstaff in northern Arizona there. That's considered like the Flagstaff outpost until the one actually opens in Flagstaff.
Right, they're breaking ground.
In the coming months, in West Flagstaff there. But In-N-Out Burger sent, they informed, this is from KTLA, their employees in five states that they will no longer be allowed. They will not be allowed to wear medical masks unless they have a note from their doctor, according to a company memo leaked on Twitter earlier this month, probably by the two mask wearers that are still doing it.
Yeah.
So they probably leaked it out there. Quote, we are introducing new mask guidelines that emphasizes the importance of customer service and the ability to show our associates smiles and other facial features while considering the health and well-being of all individuals, the memo reads. That's a big thing that we talked about a lot during the mask insanity. Mm-hmm. And especially with the kids that were going to school and you couldn't see their faces. So you have young kids that are just getting geared up and hopefully learning the English language, which is questionable, right?
Yeah.
And they can't follow. It's the facial gestures that people make. It's the lips
especially
moving.
Especially someone with a maybe delay in speech. They really need that extra help and like to see how the tongue moves or your lips move when making a sound.
That interaction was so important. So we recognize that. The so-called health experts.
Lots of people did,
The so-called health experts and CDC and all these nut jobs, they didn't recognize it. I'm still waiting for the apology to come out.
Yeah.
You know, good luck with that. Fauci's long gone, but he's, you know, they go over his, how much he spent in security detail and all the crap that he was doing. Mm-hmm. You know, what a scam, but still no real justice for all of the carnage that these lunatic expert jerks caused upon the world and still cause today to the point where years later, a company has to say, hey, enough with the masks already.
Right.
Like, really? I mean, do you really want someone preparing raw meat who's still doing that? Unless there's something that a doctor can say, okay, it's because of this or that.
Yeah.
But if you're doing this for COVID still, I'm concerned about mental health of people that are still carrying this on.
Yeah.
I just got to be blunt.
I don't get it either.
Honest.
And I know just from traveling this past weekend, there's, you know, most people didn't have a mask on where we were and even in the airports and stuff.
You were in Iowa.
You would still see the random person or family. Some of them had kids, not very many, but there was occasionally one that did. And you just wonder what their deal is.
Lunacy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so that's good news. I like when companies stand up and take a stance and stick with it. We'll see what kind of backlash they get. But, you know, I think there's enough business and enough people everybody's siloing. So you might as well pick where you're at and you're going to silo. So if you're, it's like, oh, I really don't like them because of this mask policy. Okay. Go somewhere else.
Go
to the
else,
other
right?
53 burger places.
There's plenty
that are
of
out
other
there.
Burger yeah, I mean, flipping restaurants.
Yeah. Speaking of food, if you're in San Francisco, the Walgreens now resorting to, and I saw the pictures of this online, they're chaining the freezers. Like, okay, you got the handle in the glass door, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're running a chain through so you can't open it and
right,
lock it.
To get something out.
To get to the freezer, right? Because we're pretty used to, as a society, you walk into a store, Walgreens, Safeway, whatever, grocery store, you open a freezer, you grab your, I don't know, what do you grab? Your frozen chicken nuggets or whatever?
Yeah,
your
ice
DiGiorno
cream, whatever.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Ice cream. And you put it in the cart and you move on because what are we talking here? $8?
Yeah. Max.
Owen and I got back from that hike and we were like, we just need something quick. We stopped at that Dollar General or whatever in Camp Verde. And they didn't have theirs chained. Maybe that's because it's a small town, like Jason Aldean says.
Yeah.
So it ain't chained because, you know, you run out with a DiGiorno and something may happen.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, we pick it up. It's $8. So people are actually stealing the dollar frozen burritos, which are awful. I mean, the frozen pizzas.
Yeah.
So Walgreens in San Francisco to stop shoplifters in the crime-riddled city, according to Daily Mail, some places 20 times a day getting ice cream, frozen pizzas just swiped. And another branch there is completely boarded up its windows. So it's just like a war zone.
Yeah.
It's like I opened a Walgreens in Somalia or something here, right?
Yeah.
You're probably safer there at this point. Anyway, so they're locking them up. So what do you got to do? Hey,
do you have to pay for it first and then they go get it?
I don't know.
Because what would
you almost
stop someone
go
from walking out, like asking, can you open the freezer so I can get my DiGiorno, and then just walking
they
out
tuck
with it.
They tuck it and run.
So maybe they have to pay for it first.
Yeah, I don't mean that kind of tuck it. They tuck it, the pizza, and they run like they got the football, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, who's going to stop? Because who's going to stop them? Because under $950 in California, it's a state law now. It's not just like San Francisco. It's the whole state that if you steal goods and it's less than $950, it's a misdemeanor. So cops aren't messing with that stuff.
Yeah.
They're not going to mess with that stuff when they know the judge throws it out.
They're outnumbered anyway. There's no way they could do anything.
Yeah, they're so outnumbered. You get, what are you going to do? You get 10 people stealing pizzas.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Start opening fire?
Yeah, you think you're going to line them up and take their name and ID?
I mean, I don't know. The question I asked is that what stops this kind of stuff? I'm just
asking.
Who's going
to go to San Francisco? Who's going to move there? Who's going to visit there? Who would want to do that? They're crazy if they
Bruce Sidlinger just last week was telling us about a friend that went there, robbed two times in a matter of just arriving within 5 minutes.
Right.
Robbed. You can't even leave.
Stories like that get out quick. And then people are like, oh, we used to take our annual vacation to San Francisco or whatever. And maybe our family, you know, needs to come to us this time and not us the other way around.
Who would? I'm tempted. I would like to go there just to see the insanity and report on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could stomach spending any kind of money there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just to show up and if you drove in and park for $40 and your car probably gets your window. You got to open your, I don't have a trunk, but you got to open your hatch. You got to leave your windows open and don't leave anything in there so they can see and not break into it.
Yeah.
And although they may get mad, you got nothing in there, they smash your window, your front window, because it's like, how could you not have anything in here for me to steal and pillage? So state law under $950 misdemeanor. Now, there's also another law, which you brought up, Angela, Senate Bill 553 would, among other things, prohibit employers from, quote, maintaining policies that require employees to confront active shooters or suspected shoplifters. So it's, you know, Angela allegedly stole a DiGiorno pizza. You know, it's suspected. I can see this big square thing under her shirt. I don't know what that is. Maybe a big CD or something, right? And it's like, as an employee, I go up and I'm saying, you're not taking that pizza. No, the business, if this law passes, it still has to go to the assembly, the house or whatever it is, and then get signed by Gavin Newsom,
which it will.
Who wants to run for president, I presume, and take out Biden. It'll pass.
Yeah.
So then this is just going to get worse in California because there's no consequences.
Yeah. Right.
It just snowballs.
You would think that, that there'd be no reason for someone to not do it, not go in and steal stuff. No one's going to stop them.
Yeah.
They're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah, and
no one's going to try and stop them in the store.
And then if you have a state law that says, hey, you as a business owner, and this pertains to a business with one or more employees. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's basically most places. You can't have a convenience store. And I guess back in the old days, you were there from sunup to sundown as family operation.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of those still exist. But more than likely, you're going to have multiple employees running all these shifts. These places are open for a long time. Yeah. So there's no deterrence from robbing and from looting. And this goes back, and we'll probably get to this in a little bit because I want to allow enough time to talk about this. But this Jason Aldean video, try that in a small town. Now, small town crap's happening as well, but not like San Francisco or these radical states like California. Unbelievable. So we'll see what happens there. I predict it'll get worse and worse.
Well, I just think the whole economy there in the city will just continue to get worse because people are going to, first of all, people that do live there are going to get sick of it and move. And then no one's going to be moving there
to start a business or to.
Yeah. Who would? Why would you?
Why would you?
And then, what tourist is going to go there? And
you'd have to
and
be
risk their car getting damaged, their rental car getting damaged, or maybe getting in the middle of something unintentionally.
Well,
because it's not just like the, you know, bad neighborhoods. It's citywide.
It's a citywide.
So it's like you can't even just think, well, I'm going to stay in the tourist area or the wharf or whatever, you know, where there's not a problem. It's a problem all over.
Yeah. And it's a problem and again, back to that Jason Aldean video, he's talking about moms being, you know, beat up or whatever, whatever I have some of the lyrics written down as I was writing before we came on air. So it's New York City. This is happening. So this starts in a place like New York City. This starts in a place like San Francisco. Keep in mind, Gavin Newsom, who wants to be president of all of us, who wants to bring San Francisco and California to the rest of us, right? Make this uniform utopia of America here.
Yeah.
He wants to do all that. He was mayor of San Francisco. before, and then he became governor. And now this is, so what happened in, what's happening in San Francisco is now spreading throughout the rest of California.
That's just what I was going to say, is that it's not just confined to this one area now. They're going to make this law statewide. Yeah. So then the next city over, you know, Oakland, you know, or wherever, it's just going to start spreading all over, where word's going to travel that no one's going to stop you from walking out with whatever you want to take under $950.
And then you feel bad for the towns that want law and order, because there are plenty in California. There's parts of California that wishes they were another state, and they probably should be, quite honestly, at this point. We should probably be looking at more states in this country. I know that some of you are weary about that, because you look at, you say, oh, well, Puerto Rico. And I'm not talking about places that are territories or anything right now. I'm talking about states
breaking up into
there's a big movement up in Oregon or in Washington, I believe, you know, going over with Idaho, things like that. Mm-hmm. Probably nearly impossible to happen, because you got to get approval from the legislature. Then they got to go to Congress to make it actually happen. But there comes a point where you're like, we're so different. Mm-hmm. Why are we a part of you? I'm not talking about the United States of America breaking up. I hope that doesn't happen. That would be, I think, a very bad thing. Although we're siloing in such a way that who knows what could happen down the road, as we have just two really divergent cultures within this nation trying to live side by side, but just not understanding each other at all. Right. But why should an Eastern Oregon, or sorry, Washington, be a part of what's the craziness that's going on in Seattle?
Yeah.
Why do they want that? Why does anybody want that?
Yeah. Like the people that do live
there Northern California.
Yeah. Northern California, Eastern Oregon, Eastern Washington. Those are all so different than the rest of the state, but they're like, hey, this is my home. I don't necessarily want to move to Idaho. Yeah. What's currently Idaho. I'd rather just, if we could, you know, take a chunk of like-minded people and have our own state and make our own rules. But unfortunately, like you said, it's probably not going to happen, because those are controlled by Portland and
they want the power. We want more land, because we get more money from DC. We get more of this, more of that.
Right. But how do you continue to share a state and a country
when you're so different?
When you are so different, like, how can we share this place? And because we're barely on speaking terms sometimes with the other side. And it's not getting better. If anything, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
So how do you continue on like this, where we cannot share the same, you know, rules, and this, we can't, you know, all agree upon a way to run our society?
Not even on the most basic level. Let's continue this in just a second. And if you want to chime in on this, please send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. That's TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. Hey, you want to save on your energy bill? A great way is to upgrade your blinds. That's where, through your windows, you lose a lot of, at this point of the year, cooling, obviously, and that sun comes in and just cooks it. Call the Blind Brothers. They're specialists in this. They know, they'll help you get the best blinds to save some energy, to get the privacy that you want as well, and also a really good look. We know, because Angela and I had our blinds replaced in Flagstaff, whether you're in Verde Valley, whether you're in a Prescott area, Sedona, Flagstaff, Williams. Call the Blind Brothers. They're going to lay out all of your options. Here's their number, 928-634-2423. That's the Blind Brothers at 928-634-2423, or you can go to theblindbrothers.com. Don't forget to mention Jeff Horvitz, so you can get half off installation. Blindbrothers.com. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
Listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Welcome back. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. We've got Supposed to have Congressman Andy Biggs coming up here in just a few minutes to give a D.C. update. We'll get to the Jason Aldean video because I think it's important to talk about the craziness of the left and how everything gets blown up so quick. And the cancel culture. You have an example on a baseball player as well. We'll hit on that, too, and plus more news picks. I've got an example of what Angela was just talking about, though, about two people living together, two really civilizations or societies living within the same geographic boundaries. I want to share this with you in just a second, so stick around. If you're thinking about selling your home, or maybe you're thinking about buying a home, maybe you're listening to us and you're in San Francisco right now, and you just went to buy a frozen pizza or a frozen burrito, and you're like, really? I got to call someone because there's a chain across the freezers. When that happens, Larry the Cable Guy? That's a sign. That's a sign that it's time to move. So why don't you come on over to Arizona? But do me a favor, leave your crazy California ways, though. Right. Call Kelly Broaddus with the Broaddus Properties Group, brokered by eXp. You'll probably still sell your home because it's still insane in California for millions of dollars. And you come over here and you buy a really nice home in the Flagstaff area from Kelly Broaddus. Or if you're thinking about moving, maybe you want to move to San Francisco because you like chains across the freezers and all that. Kelly Broaddus will be able to sell your home and get you on your way. Google her, Broaddus, Broaddus, or give Kelly a call at 888-446-5602. That's Kelly Broaddus at 888-446-5602. We have such great sponsors because I can ad-lib a little bit. Remember that movie, War of the Roses?
Oh, yeah.
It's a perfect...
Michael Douglas.
Yeah, Michael Douglas and... Michael Douglas, I think that's Congressman Andy Biggs calling in. Michael Douglas, and I can't remember the other actress, but, you know, they tried to live in a house... They tried to live in a house and, you know, they were divorced or they absolutely hated each other, right? And they wind up just, I think in the end, and this is an old movie, so I don't mind, you know, sharing that. In the end, they wind up killing each other. So that's a perfect example. If you try to live together and you have two, you're so different or you hate each other, quite frankly, like the left and the right have gotten to this point, like states have gotten to this point, you know, they hate each other so much that... It's like, how do you continue to do that? How do you continue to live together? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's War of the Roses.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to see that. Right. I don't want to, you know, whatever, Michael Douglas and who is that? Turner?
Kathleen Turner. Yeah.
I don't want him dead at the end.
Yeah.
That sucks, you know? It's a pretty good movie, though. All right. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. When we come back, we got Congressman Andy Biggs back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. You're listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Jeff Horowitz here. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. We've got Congressman Andy Biggs in just a second to give us a D.C. update. Then Angela will be back later. We'll talk about this Jason Aldean video. I think it's important to hit on that. Is it Wednesday, Angela?
Wednesday.
Yes, it is Wednesday, which means Wing Wednesday. Unlike San Francisco, they don't lock up their freezers. So they should. The wings have gotten quite expensive to buy. Yeah. I've talked to Craig up there. Wings are like gold nowadays. It'll probably be the new currency at one point. But right now, you can get them half priced on Wednesdays. Half price Wing Wednesday at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Voted best sports bar in Flagstaff many years in a row. Check out their Pozzoli as well. You like their Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah,
great Philly cheesesteak. Great drink specials all the time. Something always on their $4 menu as well. Head on up to Sportsman's Bar and Grill, north of downtown Flagstaff, right there in the Bash's Shopping Center. All right, let's welcome back to the program Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, how you doing today?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Congressman, how you doing?
Good.
Good to hear from you. So it's so much going on in D.C. It's been a few weeks since we've done an update. I want to hit on, I think I want to start with the defense bill. You were a vote on this thing because I think they wanted to mix in Ukraine and abortion, if memory serves me right.
So the bill actually provided an additional $300 million to Ukraine and authorized sending cluster bombs to Ukraine. This is a department, the Pentagon, that has never passed an audit. And in the last 30 years, they failed multiple audits. And I asked the guy, I said, so what happens? He says, well, we don't have access to our assets. I said, no, that's a feature. I mean, you guys just did a report. You've lost, and by the way, Jeff, this is fairly recent. They came out and said that they don't know where 61% of their assets are, right? So a massive budget that was going up to $865 billion, an increase of $30, $35 billion. And I'm like, maybe you should hold it flat. Yeah, you got all this wokeism going on in there. It's crazy. And maybe you should just hold it flat instead of raising it. Yeah. But they didn't really want to do that. So I just couldn't see voting for something when we can't get it under control. We just have no control over it right now.
What is it, over 800 billion?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's and the total budget now is I'm losing track, like six, where are we at? 5-6 trillion. If we look at the, you know, federal.
It's yeah. I mean, if you're looking at it, it's 6.2 trillion, and what they call the discretionary non-military is $1.5 trillion, and then you have $800 almost $900 billion for military. So the total nut is somewhere north of $6 trillion.
And you and I talked about this in the past. It was 4-point-something trillion just a couple of years ago, 2019.
Right. That's right. That's why I keep saying we got to go back to 2019 levels. And then if you do, you don't have to blow everything up. And then we ask them, hey, how about, do you know this? Every bit of, if it's not Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security, we are borrowing every penny of that $1.8 trillion. Every penny of it we borrow.
And well, why wouldn't you? The elimination of the debt ceiling for at least 2 years. You know what, Andy, you know, I've been talking about this for years. There's just too small of a percentage of Americans who seem to care about this.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lonely island I'm on.
I'm on that island as well. Okay, so you're talking about this money going to Ukraine. I don't even know what the tally is anymore, but they're throwing more money at that. And that just seems like an endless pit. Is there even any discussion? Because polls show that, you know, majority of Americans are opposed to this and America's involvement. But it seems like the train is not slowing down at all.
Oh, no. Our train is going off the cliff at about 60 miles an hour, and they're going off in a bullet train. They're going at 120 miles off. So I mean the Democrats. So both parties. Turns out there's really only two parties in Congress, or the party that wants to spend more money, and then the few of us that don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The abortion issue, they tied in abortion in this bill as well.
Yeah, well, they did a pretty good job. They did a pretty good job getting rid of the payment for abortion. So that's in there. So I mean, that's a pro-life provision in there.
Okay.
But I tell them, you know, and I'm talking about Matrix, red pill, blue pill, right? So red pill's reality, blue pill's fake. So they're going to give them all, and they've already said, I mean, leadership said this. We're going to give the conservatives all these policy things. And we're going to spend more money, but the conservatives will buy on because they're going to get their policy. But the reality is, when this comes back from the Senate, those policies will be out. That's just the way. That's the red pill. That's reality.
Okay. All right. And we're talking with Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, how are you on time? Right. Usually, you and I talk before we go hot, but Angela and I came in hot today for the show. So.
I'm in the middle of a hearing, actually.
Oh, so. Okay. So let's speed through it then. Can you tell me about January 6th? So I want to get you back to your hearing. Which hearing are you at?
What do you want to know about it?
Well, the FBI and January 6th and the forever investigations.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been talking a lot about that. I'm having a guest come on pretty soon about, hey, how do we reform the FBI or get rid of the FBI? Your thoughts, what's going on?
So when we had Christopher Wray there, I specifically asked him about the number of agents that they had undercover there first. And in about a minute, he gave me three different answers. He said, well, we didn't have any. Then he went to, I don't know. And he said, well, I have to look at the pleadings. The reality is the pleadings are what they have to admit to under oath. And those total north of 40. But he didn't want to answer that question. So on January 6th, we're trying to find out how many agents or confidential human sources they had in the Capitol or the vicinity. And this is before this is as part of the crowd, not responding to the crowd, but it's part of the crowd. So there's that going on. We're trying to find a way to limit the jurisdiction of the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, who said that he's going to try to arrest, charge, or indict 2,000 more individuals before, the end of the year, mm-hmm. Arising out of the same thing. And then you've got the courts that are here that we've got to get them out of these courts. We've got to allow venue change and actually require venue change if it's requested, because the D.C. courts are so basically corrupt on this issue that you have to provide some kind of exit for these people to get to a different venue so they can have a free, a trial that works.
Okay,
that's where we sit so far. We're trying to get this all put together, but I hesitate to say it, but we've got some of my colleagues who just don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Well, yeah, and then so the question is, were there FBI informants within the crowd, and what was the involvement there? That's what you would like to have looked into.
Yeah, that's one of the initiatives that we have on January 6th.
Okay, so. And now all the headlines and murmurs about January 6th and President Trump. You and I spoke the day after, I think, January 6th. I mean, it's like, how many people get ensnarled in this, I guess? Do you have concerns that they wrap around to you or some of your colleagues?
Well, they've tried on me and some of my colleagues already. But, just all you have to do is look at the video of me on the floor speaking. I'm talking about constitutional issues.
Yeah.
But that's what the Democrats hear. They wanted to get all of us and put us in jail. I mean, seriously, really. I know it sounds bizarre, but that's the level of bizarre world that we're in right now.
Yeah, no, you ain't off. I mean, it's bizarre all over the place. Okay, finally, Congressman, defunding John Kerry's climate office. Congress looking at, is this just show for the reelection?
Yeah. We're trying to do that very thing. Yeah.
Are you going to take away his carbon offsets?
Yeah. I mean, I love it. You know, hey, I never owned a private plane. It was my wife's.
I have a similar problem. You know, I mean, it's like, it's not my jet. It's not my Maserati. It's Angela's.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. My problem's similar. It's not my moped.
It's not my e-bike. So, all right, Congressman, I'll let you get back to your hearing. I always appreciate the updates and wishing you the best, and we'll talk with you again real soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Okay. Absolutely. Take care. All right, folks. Love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Can you fuel up the family jet? Is that yours?
Yeah.
I might have needed the helicopter this weekend when we were, starting to question if we were going to get out of the evacuation canyon in time. Yeah, it's insane. You know, what I like about Congressman Biggs is he tells it how it is. Mm-hmm. And as I've gotten to know him and have him on, he's been on the show countless times. I don't even know how many times he's been on. Mm-hmm. I've heard the concern in his voice more. Like he was just saying, they want to arrest us.
Yeah.
They just want to rat. They just want to.
They hate
and
us.
This is a,
they do.
Yes. And this is a sitting congressman. a pretty dang well-known congressman throughout the country. He was the chairman of the Freedom Caucus for a long time. They can't stand him. And there's more and more Americans who are thinking like that. Like they just want to round you up.
They
hate us. If they don't want to cancel you, they want to cancel you one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to what you and I were talking about just before the congressman came on about the War of the Roses. How do you continue living like that? At least look at states where it's like you are so different at this point where you got to be open-minded to saying, okay, could we have 51, 52, 53, 54 states? Is it just better because it's become so crazy?
Right.
And you don't want to have legislation when you're living in rural California, for example. We're talking about you can't stop shoplifters, basically, in your own business. Imagine that we have a state like Arizona or Florida, or you name it, probably half the states that you have a strong castle doctrine, different degrees in different states, right?
Yeah.
Someone comes in, threatens your life, and you can defend yourself.
Yeah.
Right. But other places, they want to make sure you can't defend yourself.
Yeah, you try to, and then you get in trouble.
You're the one that's going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Send those comments in. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. If you have your AC go out on you.
Uh-oh.
Man. Especially in like Verde Valley. So really anywhere, even, what was it, close to 90 in Flagstaff?
Yeah, if you don't have AC, it's pretty hot in the afternoon.
You keep the doors and windows shut and get good blinds.
It's okay, but
you could manage it. But there's, we just got it from Camp Verde, and it's hard to go for too long without AC.
It'd be like going, through the winter with no heat here.
True, very true.
Where you could make it for a little bit, but you'd be pretty dang cold and uncomfortable.
Now, as the alarmists, what are we, record-breaking, so they say, 18 days over 110 down in Phoenix, which is just stupid. I watched it a week ago, Angela, and it hit 108, 109. It didn't hit that 110, and all of a sudden it hit 110.
Yeah.
I don't know if they moved it to the middle of the pavement at that point. I'm not denying that it's hot, but it's like this every year. And now they're touting the record. Oh, it's a record. Okay, next year I guess we'll have to do days over 109 so we can get another record. It's hot. Yeah. That's how it is. But if your AC goes out, call Gettles High Desert Mechanical, family-owned company. Brothers Adam and Ted Gettles have been servicing HVAC, especially AC right now, throughout AC units throughout northern and central Arizona for over 30 years. Call them up. They'll be able to fix that unit. They can also retrofit a new unit if it's just not keeping up anymore, because it is like 30 degrees hotter than it used to be now all of a sudden. Call them up. Gettles High Desert Mechanical will be able to take care of you. 928-567-2200. Or look up Gettles online, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. And call Gettles High Desert Mechanical at 928-567-2200.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
Gutter Helmets in its third year advertising with us here in the show, and there's a very good reason for that. So many of you have been so happy with Gutter Helmets' number one gutter protection system. This is not just a leaf filter or a screen. This is a reverse multi-patented curve that deflects all the pine needles and all the debris. So many of my neighbors have said so many great things about Gutter Helmet. So many of you have emailed me over the past 3 years. Now, in Arizona, Gutter Helmet has over 50,000 feet installed. In the U.S., over 80 million feet installed. Over 40 years experience, Gutter Helmet offers the best manufacturer's lifetime transferable warranty and on performance and materials. If you don't want to clean those gutters again, you don't want to go up on your roof, then you need to call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now at 928-318-6555. By the way, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show and you can save up to 30%. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now at 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555, or go to gutterhelmetsnaz.com. The headline from AZ Family: twice as many men visit the ER for heat-related issues in Arizona compared to women, data finds. I don't know which data.
Okay. Yet another way that men are different than women.
Can I just stab at a reason why, and without offending
You'll probably offend someone.
I don't really care. I just don't. I just don't care anymore at all. I really don't. You know, it's because
you can't. You can't doing care. What you do. Yeah, you cannot care what other people think.
I know women work outside. Okay, mm-hmm. I know they do, but there's a large percentage of men that do physical activity outside. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Yeah,
that's what it is. And then there's the hold my beer moments. Maybe. You know, let me do this too. I'm going to go ride out in the desert with my four-wheeler with my bike. No phone and no water. You know, there are those moments.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, how there's slightly more men born or something, boys, because they're going to get, there's a certain percentage that get taken out for various reasons.
Right.
War, stupidity, hold my beer, you know, you name it. So you have to equalize the 50-50 distribution as best you can, right? Yeah. But yeah, that's because I'm not saying there aren't women construction workers. There aren't women roofers. There aren't women road crew, et cetera, et cetera.
The data speaks for itself. There's
not a lot
working outside for their job than women.
Somebody... I mow my own lawn, but you know, you have someone come mow your lawn. That's fine. I'm not looking down on you or anything, you know, but you have someone come mow your lawn.
Yeah.
It's probably a dude.
Oh yeah.
You have someone come redo your roof. It's probably multiple dudes. You have someone come frame your house. It's probably a bunch of guys. So it's just like, okay.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. Now it also says state visitors more likely to need hospitalization. Yeah, I could see that. Now, today, when we went to get one of the vehicles I left at the top of where we entered West Clear Creek Wilderness Area, which is a whole other story that took some time, and talk about you need a high-clearance vehicle. Somebody was up there with a car.
So yeah, I don't really, know how they made that up.
Really? There. And they didn't go down the final mile that I'm driving a stock Nissan Titan, not the most clearance. You know, it's not lifted or anything, but enough to where I have enough experience where I can make it over the rocks without losing the transfer case. And all that. But anyway, we're driving back up and there's someone in, she might have been in a Titan as well, from California heading up the mountain.
Yeah.
The direction we had come, and it was already 9 o'clock, it was already heating up. Mm-hmm. And was a single female, looked like, in the car.
Yeah, it looked like she was alone and there wasn't another car with her, behind
and
her.
So the point that state visitors more likely need hospitalization because heat related issues, because they don't understand.
Yeah.
This is not new. It's not like, oh, it's all of a sudden hot in Arizona. If you just moved here a year or two ago, or even this past year, and you're like, I didn't know it was this hot. Mm-hmm. Now they're telling me it's a record. It's got to be climate change. Let's call, who's that you got? John Kerry?
Oh, yeah.
Let's call the climate czar. Something's happening in the Southwest. No, it's just hot here.
Yeah.
And you go out there, you can get in serious trouble really quick.
Oh, especially, I mean, because people from out of state, they may think, oh, yeah. No, I know it's hot there. It doesn't mean they bring enough water. They don't know how much water they need.
It's a big difference between 90 degrees and 110.
Yeah.
You know, and Owen and I can share that with you because it was hot, but we had a lot of water and a filtration system.
Yeah.
So, all right. More next hour. Talk about this Jason Aldean video. I want to hit on more top news picks statewide, nationally as well, plus comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hang tight. Back in just a few. This hour of the show is brought to you by Just Wireless. Get your smartphone repaired by your hometown cell phone guru at Just Wireless. Another hour starts now.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
Welcome back. Hour two of the show. If you're just tuning in, I am back. Thank you to Mark Howitt for filling in for me yesterday and the day before. He did a good job.
Yeah.
You didn't hear his podcast yet.
I didn't. I will listen, but I haven't yet.
I think actually yesterday's isn't up yet. It'll be up at the same time as today's.
Oh, okay.
You know, just we fell a little bit behind.
Just a little behind.
Poor dog. We brought the dog on this hike through West Clear Creek Wilderness Area. And miles and miles and 10 hours. And
swimming.
I didn't realize the length of the box canyons that you'd have to go through. And at one point, and I'll bring Owen on, my hiking partner, who kudos to him, he probably carried 25% of his weight on his back. Mm-hmm. You know, he might have been carrying more than me. if you base off, you know, like that ratio.
Percentage
body weight. And he just kept going and going. And you know, we'd run into the end of the trail, which wasn't really a trail. And there's a cliff after you walk a while. And you go back and you realize that the only way is to swim. Mm-hmm. And you've got packs. The dog, and you're like, oops, I'm strapping the pack onto a makeshift raft, which was my mat, my sleeping mat.
Yeah.
You know, taking time to blow, get it, you know, blown up. We had a good adventure though. It was good. It had definitely some snares.
Well, that's how you learn though. I mean, that's how you know what to expect if you do it again.
Yeah. I do not anytime soon, but. We were absolutely exhausted, and then a couple emergency stops with some soap to wash off the poison ivy. We had no choice to go through, things like that. Thanks to Congressman Andy Biggs for giving us a DC update last hour. Check out the podcast for that interview if you missed it. Talkwithjeff.com. That's talkwithjeff.com, or look up the Jeff Orvid Show on your favorite podcast provider. Let's get to some cancel culture stuff, including a baseball player, including a country music singer. I do have his video. I'll probably play some audio on the short when we come back, the short segment for our FM listeners.
Yeah.
A little harder on the podcast. So I think it's worth playing the, what's it called again? Try That in a Small Town. You may have heard it. It's been out for months. Now it's a big deal because there's a video.
All of a sudden, the video.
Yeah. And you know, when you interlace your video with mostly peaceful people, just burning stuff down, looting, rioting, and all that, and make a point. When you do that, when you show what was happening during the Black Lives Matter movement and all the looting that was happening, and it's kind of like, and we talked about this last hour with COVID and how what you got In-N-Out Burger here in Arizona and other states saying, you're not allowed to wear a mask to work anymore, okay? Mm-hmm. It's time to move on. No consequences for the COVID lunacy that happened for years.
Nope.
No consequences. No consequences for the Biden criminal machine there.
Right.
Cocaine. Well, we don't know. We know exactly what everybody who's in the January 6th thing. We know exactly what you're doing. We are the FBI. We know everything.
Yeah.
Cocaine. I don't know. How could you tell?
We don't know where that came
from. Who knows where
that came
from?
That's not mine. That's not my crack pipe.
Old cops episode. Pull over a dude with the wife beater shirt. Is that even politically correct anymore? Yeah. Well, that's what they used to call it, right?
I know.
Yeah, it's like, oh, no, that's not my crack pipe.
They find it, like, in his pocket. Oh, no, that's not mine.
No, that's not mine. You planted that there. Okay, dude. America today. You know, but the FBI, they're great. You know, they can find everything else.
Yeah.
You make one little mistake in your life. You know,
that's it.
Yep. Jason Aldean does a video in front of a place where horrible things happened back in the 20s. I don't know. You got to know the history of everything, everywhere you go, every picture you take, the background. It's like, do you know that happened there? No, I don't. I didn't. I'm sorry. I don't know everything.
Yeah.
Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. Maybe it's, what is it, the courthouse? Maybe it's like, what happened at the Prescott courthouse all the time? Territorial days. I mean, do you take a picture there? And now all of a sudden, who knows? Somebody will unearth something.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud. It's peaceful in West Clear Creek.
Yeah.
Not a soul. No reception, no signal. It was like I entered an alternate universe. It's hard to get to. You're not going to get there mostly, and you may die once you get down in there. Yeah. And there were some weird glowing creatures down there.
Fireflies?
I didn't say that.
Something.
I was going to draw it out a little longer and think people were thinking it was talking about aliens or something.
Oh.
Did you know that there are fireflies? This is more important. This is more important than anything else going on in the country right now. I love fireflies. They're really cool. Yeah. But it's like an East Coast thing. I think I've seen them maybe in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Maybe in Kansas. Yeah, very really rare in the West.
Yeah.
I'm sitting out there and blink, 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 just zipping by the water. And I'm like, what the heck is this? Remind me, there's an old science fiction movie. It's like TV series. Aliens come down or something. They're like in the water in the Everglades and they're like glowing.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking, first thing I think when you're down there, you know, alone and well, just me and Owen in the middle of the night and the dog, like, oh no. No, it's going right across fireflies. So I get out the phone. I'm like, Owen, get out of the tent. It's like 900 degrees in the tent. I was like, come out anyway before you suffocate in there. And I'm getting a camera. I got a picture. You can't tell. I mean, it looks like Bigfoot, you know, the fuzzy pictures of Bigfoot. Yeah, fireflies all over the place. I had no idea.
I know.
And apparently there are a couple dozen species in Arizona, mostly southern Arizona, did some research, but I've never seen them. So
yeah, I haven't.
Incredible to see that in Arizona. So maybe it's probably climate change. They probably weren't here last year, but now they're here all of a sudden. Mm. All right, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. If you get a rock chip in your windshield, remember to always call Diamond Auto Glass first. Don't call your insurance company. They're going to route you through to the national chain, one of those big national chain glass companies. Call Diamond Auto Glass directly, 928-779-4140. This is where Angela and I go when we get our windshield repaired or replaced, usually after a big road trip and something goes awry somewhere and we manage to make it back and we have tape all over the thing. Yeah. And it's Diamond Auto Glass has taken care of my family for years. I know they will do the same for you. Stop on by if you've had windshield replacement with them before. The rock chip repair portion is included. No appointment necessary. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140, 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com. Before I get to Jason Aldean, you have this story about a baseball player. This happened a month or month and a half ago.
I think May, very end of May.
This is a cautionary tale about grow a set of whatever, grow a spine. I'll try to keep it PG here. Be firm in this world. Don't be worried about your job. Worry about your moral character. Worry about your keeping your values.
Right.
It goes back to COVID. It goes back to, I'm going to get the jab or do I get fired? And it's like, you have to stand your ground in this country with these lunatics that are out there, especially the cancel culture people, the woke crowd. You have to stand your ground because they are relentless. They will carpet bomb you. They will nuke you and say, we're going to be friends. We're all about diversity, inclusion, equity, blah, blah, blah. As long as you agree with them 100%, otherwise they're going to take a shovel and whack you upside the head and bury you in a ditch.
Yeah.
That's how these people have gotten. This is an awful group of people. I'd say it's evil out there.
Yeah,
pure evil out there.
I agree with that.
These people are whack jobs. The only way you stop whack jobs and bullies is to stand up to them. Don't be a limp noodle. I'm keeping it.
Who's Faba?
I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it good.
Radio friendly.
Stand up, especially everybody, men, women, but guys out there. I'm not saying go violent, go crazy or anything like that. I'm saying somebody says you're going to lose your job if you don't, go this woke route. Say, okay, I'll go get another one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, what do you value in this world? A dollar or standing up for this country and standing up?
Yeah.
I know most of you are with me on this. But anyway, somebody did something and here's the outcome.
Right.
Go ahead.
A player on the Blue Jays, Anthony Bass, and I mean, this did happen about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
We just haven't talked about it. So if anyone here hasn't heard about it, what happened was this was after the Bud Light controversy and the Target thing brewing, and he reposted something I think on his Instagram that was like an anti-Target, anti-Bud Light, calling for the boycott of those, and he didn't even comment on it. He just reposted this video, but then they claim that the video was hurtful and
Most of the stuff they put out there to me is hurtful. I watched Dylan Mulvaney, some of his videos. That was some hurtful stuff. I would watch that and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway,
I'm scarred. There's things I can't unsee now.
Yeah. He kind of did stand up because one of his quotes was that, quote, I stand by my personal beliefs and everyone is entitled to their personal beliefs, right? And then he said, also, I mean, no harm towards any group of people. But then he had to kind of go back and then say, well, I recognize yesterday I made a post that was hurtful to the Pride community and yada, yada.
And he did it during Pride Month.
I just spoke with my teammates and shared with them my actions yesterday.
I'm so sorry, I've been reformed.
I apologize to them. And as of right now, I'm using the Blue Jays resources to better educate myself and to make better decisions moving forward.
Good for you. You saw the light. You got re-educated.
Yep.
They brought you through the system. They brought you through the training manuals and bring in the shrink. Because obviously you got daddy issues or something, right?
Yeah.
Something went wrong in your life. You know, you're just a mean person. So, and this is Toronto, Canada.
Yeah.
And my dad, so Canada's nuts. They're just lunatics up there.
Like, they made him have a meeting. Well, I don't know if they made him, but he had a meeting with the director of the Pride Toronto group. And, you know, he had to get re-educated on that. So, but anyway, the funny twist is
that. Here's the twist. Well, so he got re-educated then.
It's not funny at all for him. They. Soon after this happened, the Blue Jays cut him from the team. And he's. I was trying to figure out if anyone else picked him up. Yeah. And I can't find out what happened to him after that, because it's been almost over a month since that happened.
He's a black site, Canada. Are you allowed to say, is that right? I didn't mean black site. You know, that's what they used to call when they drop them off, like in Cuba, Guantanamo, you know, offshore. Mm-hmm. They offshored him to re-educate. They hooked electrodes up to his whatevers, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened to that guy, because it's Canada, the land of the socialist, fascist, Trudeau, you know, idiots up there. Right. So he's gone. Well, that's a lesson for you.
He tried to backpedal and bring it back, and he tried to say, hey, this is what I think, but I realized it was hurtful and blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah.
And then they cut him anyway.
Yeah.
Look, but, and they claim that, well, we were trying, and it was mostly because of his performance, but because of he was making a distraction of things.
That's what it was. Yeah. So let that be a lesson, though. Here's a guy who obviously felt that way personally, or he wouldn't have pushed it.
Yeah.
Or posted or whatever, right? And then he backtracks because he realizes, hey, I'm about to lose the old Canadian dollar paycheck. Here.
Right.
And he does that because, like, I'm going to lose my job. And I get that to a degree. But you know, look what happens. Then you get fired.
Oh, you've worked so hard to get here. That's what happens. Yeah.
And then you're in the wishy-washy position of, you were right, and then you were a wimp, and then you got booted. Mm-hmm. So then it's hard to recover from that.
Yeah.
And we've seen it with stars, actors, actresses,
musicians.
Oh, I didn't mean, I'm so sorry.
Well,
oh,
and
I'm
the Blue so Jays sorry. Made a big point of saying his views don't represent our team and don't,
that's fine.
You know.
That's fine. They don't need to. But his views represent him.
Yeah.
You know,
he
so it's like, okay.
To have his own,
are you allowed to have your own view? And Mark Howitt, when he guest hosted, he had, he was talking about the pastor that was arrested up there, you know, in charge or whatever, just for speaking up on transgender issues. I mean, that's insanity. The stuff that's going on up there.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe I'm rethinking. We got to get to Alaska, and you got to go to Canada, though. This is a perfect example of how I was talking last hour about how there probably needs to be more states in the United States of America to try to get some, to try to, I don't know if that's a solution or if that silos us even more, because we're just not able to play in the same sandbox anymore, the left and the right or whatever you want to call it.
Well, if you were to get different state, like just say, for instance, Eastern Washington and West Washington.
Yeah.
At least the East side, who has no representation now, or at least, you know, maybe they have some, but not the majority.
At least they got something.
At least they would have something in D.C. at that point.
Yeah. And yeah, we
to can, represent them.
Exactly. Because there are two just divergent sides on this issue. But Canada, for example, this is why there probably needs to be more countries in the world. I would bet, and I haven't been up through Alberta, these areas that are very remote, very rural. These are probably some more rugged individuals up there. What was it, Northwest Territory, where there's, is it 60,000 people? And it's over, bigger than Texas or something. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
This is a different group of folks than where Trudeau's hanging out.
Right.
You know,
Completely and people like that. Different world. Yeah.
I know there's a separatist movement. They would love to be their own thing. They should be, but there's so much resources and the power-hungry people, just like in Washington, D.C., that they don't want to give that up.
They won't let them go.
Yeah, they don't want to give that up. But it comes to a point where your differences are so much that, you know, there should be a Western Canada or something like that.
Yeah.
So that way they have some representation. So a pastor shows up and says, hey, I don't want transgender surgeries, especially for minors or whatever, is like wrong and evil and demented. Oh, no, you can't say that. You know, I mean, this is lunacy.
That's what people need to hear, though. They need to wake up.
People need to hear.
And they don't have their pastors telling them that now. Because
there's a lot of weak, wimpy churches out there, too.
Yeah, the pastors aren't telling them that.
Yeah.
They don't go there on abortion. They don't go there on the transgender.
Nope.
They don't go there on the LGBT, whatever. They won't go into political stuff.
Yep.
And that's, but that's what people need to hear sometimes. And, you know, the people out there are struggling to find a church that works for them.
Well, yeah, you do a home church. You go to church. Let me throw this out here because Mark Howitt was here yesterday and he interviewed. Let me find it. Excuse me for not being Dr. Mark Newman, Making the Case for Life. He's talking about abortion issues. Mark interviewed him yesterday. Mm-hmm. Talkwithjeff.com. You can check that out. He's in Flagstaff tonight. And it's coming up quick, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Flagstaff Bible Church at 520 North Schweitzer Canyon Drive. I think you were supposed to register for the event, but I bet you if you just go, you'll be good. Speakerforlife.com/events. But anyway, that may be something to go up to because he answers questions about, like, what about questions? What about this with abortion? What about that? And he's encouraging people who are more pro-abortion even to show up and people who are like maybe on the fence. But something that's really stood out with Mark's interview with Dr. Mark Newman yesterday is they talked to moms that had their babies and there's very few moms out there, probably a tiny number that say, I wish I hadn't had my baby.
Yeah.
After the baby's born.
After the fact. Right.
Now that you see all these commercials out there, I'm so proud of my abortion.
Yeah.
Okay. You're proud of your abortion, but had you had your baby, you would never say, I wish I hadn't had my baby. That's very rare. I don't know. Maybe Stalin's mom or something. You know?
That's one of the things Hitler's that mom. I never understood about the ones who get the abortions is that why, I mean, maybe there is, but why don't they do they ever get advised to consider letting your baby for adoption or other thing solutions, I guess, for them? Like they don't want to be a mother. They're not ready, whatever. Teenage mom, whatever the case is, whatever the reason is. Why are they not advised or encouraged to give this baby their life and give it to a family that is not able to have children want to raise children?
Well, let me ask this question. What do they get paid for that advice when someone gives up their kid for adoption? What's the fee? Mm-hmm. What's the fee for an abortion?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Could it be a money thing? Throw that out there. I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I hope you got to hear Glenn Lee's interview, business spotlight that we did on last Friday's show. We're going to be doing that quite often with Glenn, and I appreciate him giving us a market update as well. If you want to talk with Glenn and talk about strategically positioning your portfolio based on where you're at in your financial life and not making emotional decisions and looking through and getting a second set of eyes on your portfolio, why don't you call Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management at 928-225-2474. That's Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management at 928-225-2474. And like I said, don't forget to catch Glenn. He'll be on again next week, next Friday. He'll be on and you can always catch him, get caught up on past shows that I've had him on like last Friday, but going to talkwithjeff.com. Click on podcast or how to listen and you'll get that. And also look it up on your favorite podcast provider, the Jeff Horvitz Show. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, you've got a couple of cool things going on out there at Timberline Firearms and Training. July, a great July special.
Celebrating our independence with two big specials at Timberline Firearms. First one, you can shoot for as long as you like. No more 1 hour range limit. So
24 hours.
Well, there's always fine print in our normal operating hours on our normal days that we're open on the day of the purchase.
Yeah, okay.
You can shoot for as long as you like. And we encourage people to practice and be good, safe, responsible firearms owners. And then we've got safes. With Liberty Safe, we got a big delivery of Liberty Safes in just last week. A large variety available for you to select from. And if you bring in cash, you save 3% automatically.
Okay.
Not to mention that you're only paying county sales tax instead of Flagstaff.
I still got a gift card. I got to get out.
Please
there.
Do. Come on out.
And you do those gift cards too. So if people are looking like present for anything coming up for a loved one or whoever, or me.
A great way to make sure your loved one gets something they like, get them a card so they can come out and pick it out themselves.
Okay, cool. So July range time when you go in there that same day, stay as long as you want and get your practice in.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good. Timberline Firearms and Training is 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall.
You're listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show.
promise we'll get to this Jason Aldean one next. I keep going long. Only got a few minutes here. I think it's important to hit on this stuff and how the left and the woke crowd will draw. You're racist. You hate the earth. You hate grandma. Just boom. Right there, 0 to 60 in half a second.
With these
people.
It's like the nuclear option every time.
Yeah. Yep.
And it gets old. It's just, I'm old, so sick
just
of this.
Just shut up already.
That's
all I can say to them. Yeah. You hear me saying that a lot. Just shut up. When I hear a commercial, just shut up. I don't want to hear it. You know, I'm so sick of it. If your company pushes this crap, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear from these. I don't care that the Hollywood people are striking. I don't care that they, you know, because most of them are just whatever.
I don't care if Jason Aldean does his video where
I don't care where he does his video.
Who cares?
Don't care. I just don't care. All right. We'll get to all that in just a second. I do want to remind you, if you want to get your home refinanced, call Kim Dawson. She's the girl who gets it done in Northern Arizona. Call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. That's what Angela and I did on investment property last year. She did a great job. She'll do a refinance. She'll do new purchase, second homes. Call her up. Here's the thing. You got Nova Home Loans. It's Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender. So they can do things like a bank, and Kim Dawson can do things like a broker and make sure you get the best program out there possible. Call Kim Dawson, 928-310-6458. Mention a Jeff Horvitz show and you get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. That's Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans at 928-310-6458, or go to novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. You did go to, real quick, just to change to Happy Time. You were in Madison, Bridges of Madison County with the with the girls, with your mom and our older daughter, Olivia, and I'm sorry, Isabel and Olivia.
Yeah, we had a little girls trip.
Girls time.
It's kind of a long story on why we chose there, but we went to Iowa and we had fun. We just got back last night and we encountered a delay going there in the airport, but in the end it wound up only being 2 hours late, and so
at least you weren't like those people in Las Vegas. The people in Las Vegas sitting on the tarmac for hours, bringing in paramedics. What is that?
So I got a little stressed because when that happened, I knew that we were going to miss our window for the rental car counter to be open. But you know, they had stayed late, and so it all worked out.
It
so
really the way the airlines are operating, it's just chain reaction through all different economies.
Yeah,
the
flights are late coming. It wasn't just ours, and so anyway, we did the Bridges of Madison County, which is the covered bridges, and many of you probably remember the movie with Clint Eastwood.
Did you see Clint?
Street.
Is he still there?
No, no. I looked. No,
you looked.
We saw a turtle.
You saw maybe turn
no,
into
that
a turtle.
Was it. No, there used to be like 100 of those covered bridges, and there's only 6 left.
They are amazing.
So
to see.
There's a whole scenic byway where you can drive, and you can see them all. And
that's
it's
a great
just really
area.
Cool. They're from the late 1800s, 1870s, 1880s.
Yeah, the great area. Washington. I think Washington State has quite a few.
Oregon,
as well.
Oregon
I think, and then also
Vermont,
New England.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna see those hopefully. Hopefully in the next year or so. All right, let's talk about this video. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show. You're listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Angela's here with me. Love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I do have to, before we get to this video, this Jason Aldean thing, I do have to call Zach over at Just Wireless. I'm not sure if he has this phone, but I'm looking for something that's like, I got to get something for Olivia soon. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting and waiting, but it cannot have internet options.
Right.
It's got to be phone and
it's
text.
Like talk and text.
Talk
that's
and text.
It. Yeah.
And is there anything else? No. Take a picture. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, if it could do something like that. If anyone, you guys, you know, you got kids out there or something.
Yeah, we need advice. What's a good phone for an early teen that we don't want to have
access
social media and apps and all this stuff?
Yeah, yeah. No apps. No. Yeah. Well, next thing you know, it's like, oh, it's the transgender. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's you need your surgery. Anyway, I don't want her in that world. I don't want her in that influence. You got to keep. It's hard, but you got to keep them away from this stuff as long as possible.
Right.
But also, we don't shelter her. I mean, obviously, she comes on the show, so she hears us talking about this stuff.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Right.
You know, because I want my kids to grow up not going around being lunatics.
Yeah, their eyes need to be open, yes, but, yes, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I want them to understand that there's places in this country where they're locking up the freezers so people can't steal the pizza.
Yeah.
The $8 pizza and the dollar burritos.
Right.
How pathetic is that? So anyway, I will call Jess Wireless. I will call Zach though and check that out. And I know he's got a great line of refurbished phones. So maybe someone brought in. And I'm thinking like that one, like, you know, you can't see anymore. Like you and I are getting, mm-hmm, has the big numbers.
Yeah.
But then she'd have to text doing the old, yeah, the old thing, the old style. She, yeah, might be. She might not like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know.
But, no, you know, just, so anyway, he's got a great, Jess Wireless got a great line of refurbished phones. Also, if you get your phone, broken, like mine might be beyond at this point. Zach even kind of indicated that last, mm-hmm, time. This thing was in the creek too this weekend. It's getting rough. I mean, it's getting pretty bad. But if you've got a phone that's in a little better shape than mine, they can fix the charging port, the battery, all that. Just Wireless right across from the Flagstaff Mall. And they've got some great discounts going on this month, by the, yeah, way. Check them out. Just Wireless, right there across from the Flagstaff Mall. Go on in. Okay. How should we do this? Let's play the, here's what I'm going to do for everyone listening on FM. I am going to, cause I can play the audio. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, if you're listening back to the podcast, we're gonna cut this part out, because I can't podcast that. However,
but you could look it up.
Go up like on YouTube, look up Jason Aldean, try that in a small town, watch the video.
Yeah.
In this spot right here. Nobody had a problem with that. It's Jason Aldean. Try that in a small town. Nobody had a problem with this song since it's been out since May. I've heard, yeah, it on the radio many, many times.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard it too.
Jason Aldean, he's my hero right now. Right? We need more people like that who are going to say this. And he's saying the stuff that a lot of us want to say. And it's simple. It's a simple message. And nobody had a problem with it until the video came out. You know, try that in a small town. You know, see how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long. For you find out, I recommend you don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the lyrics. It's, yeah, like, it's talking about somebody that you know, hit what they say, sucker punches somebody.
Yeah, a lady or something. Yeah.
You know, mistreating the police, spitting on the police. Yeah. You know, on, yeah, and on. You know, and here's the thing: nobody had a problem with these words because, yeah, why are you doing that? We don't want, yeah, people to do that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And
well, and just real quick, remember that his was the performance in Las Vegas where there was the shooting.
Yes.
And that killed like 50 something people.
Yes.
And I don't think they've ever found the person, which is really suspicious. No,
this was really weird.
Like, and how you could get all those guns and stuff into the hotel room and how you could get
very
all that
stuff. Very strange.
Really weird. So he maybe has a little bit of a grudge or something against violence
and Biggs. Yeah. Well, you know, so here's what happened. As soon as the video came out, that's when this exploded. Now, CMT, country music, like the MTV type for country music, right?
The TV channel.
Yeah. So they pulled the video. You get on YouTube.
Of course they did.
You get on YouTube because everybody was up in arms because what he did, and again, it's try that in a small town. Go to YouTube, the YouTube channel, or wherever you watch these videos and pump it up. He intersperses the mostly peaceful protests that happened during Black Lives Matter movement during 2000.
Big air quotes.
2020.
Yeah.
Where I'm watching people on TV. Especially over in California. Remember watching the news feed? This one, I still watch that crap. And they're literally coming out of all these buildings with TVs. They're rioting. They're looting.
Burning flags.
Burning buildings. Ruining people's lives. People getting beat up. Remember all that? Yeah. I mean, it was 3 years ago. Well, I guess so much has happened since then. It's just peaceful. Just venting.
They're just venting. They just need to get it out.
So he intersperses, and I'll play it without the audio here. All this stuff happening, you know, and he does it in front of Georgia?
No, it's Tennessee
courthouse. Yeah. And so he's singing in this video, doing the video in front of a Tennessee courthouse. Now, apparently something really, really bad happened there. Evil happened there back in, right, I believe it was 1927. There was a lynching
100 years ago.
Yeah. And it's horrible that these things happened.
Yeah.
And I don't know Jason Aldean. I don't know if he was, you know, filmed in front of there because he knew, does he know anything about the history of the courthouse? The courthouse is still there. Can you not do a video in front of a courthouse?
Yeah, right.
Can you, do you need to know nowadays everywhere you take a picture of him? What's the historical significance? Single, what happened here?
Yeah.
20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago. I mean, how far do we take this stuff?
How are we supposed to know? How are you supposed to know?
So he's, of course, doing this in front of the courthouse. So they're equating the video to a, you know, he's basically inciting a lynching and all that. And he's showing in this video over and over again, people burning the flag, people looting, people rioting, you know, people going crazy during the BLM movements back in 2020. He takes all those videos and it's interspersed here. Yeah. So they go crazy. He's defending himself. You know, he's saying, hey, this is not racial.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with that. This is about protecting yourself. This is about, you know, small town.
Right.
You know, try that in a small town. And I think a lot of us have those feelings. It's like, hey, try this. No matter your race, no matter your religious
affiliation,
no matter your sexual orientation, no matter any of that.
Yeah.
It's just the nonsense that the left, radical left, just lunatics just put out there. And they point out, oh, what about the small town where there's this shooting and this shooting and that shooting? Well, what about the Chicago where there's two deaths a day going on from illegal gun, people who have guns illegally, right? Yeah. So, and then of course he promotes in the video, shows people out hunting, he mentions, you know, owning a gun, being able to protect yourself. What's the first thing that they do? The radicals, the leftists, the communists, all that. They want to make sure they get your gun. They don't want you to have guns.
No.
They don't want you to be able to protect your large town or small town.
If we didn't have the guns we have, we probably would have been taken over by now.
Here's his tweet. In the past 24 hours, I have been accused of releasing a pro-lynching song, a song that has been out since May and was subject to the comparison that I, direct quote, was not too pleased with the nationwide BLM protests. Their references are not only meritless, but dangerous. Let me go to Twitter here. Where'd I go? But dangerous. There is not a single lyric. Come on, Twitter. There is not a single lyric in the song that references race or points to it. And there isn't a single video clip that isn't real news footage. And while I can try and respect others to have their own interpretation of a song with music, this has gone too far. As so many pointed out, I was present at Route 91 where so many lost their lives and our community recently suffered another heartbreaking tragedy. No one, including me, wants to continue to see senseless headlines or families ripped apart. Try that in a small town for me refers to the feeling of a community that I had growing up, where we took care of our neighbors regardless of differences of background or belief because they were our neighbors and that was above any differences. My political views have never been something I've hidden from, and I know that a lot of us in this country don't agree on how we get back to a sense of normalcy where we go at least a day without a headline that keeps us up at night. But the desire for it too, that's what this song is about. Just watch the video. You be the judge.
Right.
So, you be the judge.
Yeah. So are we all supposed to know everywhere we go, the history of every single thing we stand in front of, we take our picture in front of this or that and inadvertently, oh, well, that was the site of this or that, but you had no idea. And all of a sudden, you know, you're the one that's racist now.
Yeah.
Or yeah. I named my kid this. Well, you know, somebody but had that name back, you know, 200 years ago was the name of this person who did this awful
they
thing.
They did this.
And so all of a sudden, well, that means that I'm, you know, a racist or I agree with what that person did. No. How are we, anyone supposed to know any of this stuff about every single thing out there?
These people have something better to do with their lives. I mean, they must just have so many followers that they all get amped up. Like it's like we picked our first corn today, right? Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of this.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to have a big, you know, corn harvest. This is like a bucket list of mine.
Corn festival.
But in that cornfield, there's like bees just buzzing everywhere. It's like the bees buzzing. Uh-huh. The hornet nest gets all, you know, jostled up and, you know, people just love to rile everyone up over like Jason Aldean said, a song that's been out that talks about small town values, that talks about protecting your small town, that talks about American values, talks about, you know, he does mention guns in there. Mm-hmm. He does mention, though, you know, respecting the police, respecting the flag, and not looting, not rioting. How is this bad?
I know.
How is any of this bad?
So the
people who are, people are vilifying him on this. You want to burn the flag? Okay, just say that.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
People are vilifying him on this. It's okay to go out and riot and loot and burn things down? Is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean, is that what you're saying? Because he filmed it in front of the courthouse?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Is the courthouse still functioning as a courthouse?
Well, is anyone else not? I mean, is anyone else allowed to now not take their picture in front of the courthouse?
Well, maybe you go on Facebook and there's a blur it out. You know, if the courthouse is there, it's gone. It's just automatically AI will blur that out because it has to decide what's politically correct to even photograph anymore or to video in front of or this or that. There you go. Go check it out. Try that in a small town. Jason L. Dean. Love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Carpet cleaning. If you want to get all that stuff out of your carpet, there's really only one way to do it here in Northern Arizona, and that's to call Zero Res of Northern Arizona. Please support our sponsors. You see what's happening in this country. And fortunately, you see, though, that people have gotten more bigger cojones, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I know I'm skirting PG today. I'm sorry. I'm just fired up.
Give him a couple days off and he's wild.
Call Zero Res of Northern Arizona. They will clean those carpets. 928-378-8888. Great special for July. You don't get three rooms for $138. You get the fourth room for free. So $138 gets you four rooms. Call or just go to the website too. ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. That's ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. Final thoughts. Hang tight. Back in just a minute. In our small town.
Listening to the Jeff Orbit Show.
I've worked with Desert Gold Exchange because I know they keep their overhead low and I know they pass those savings on to you. So that way they can deliver more gold and silver directly to your door than just about anywhere else. Justin and his family owned Desert Gold Exchange. They trade exclusively in physical, tangible metals, a commodity that can't be erased or hacked, which is really important nowadays. Now, when you call Desert Gold Exchange, by the way, mention the Jeff Orbit Show. They're going to help you understand pricing and the difference between various coins and actual bullion. Call Desert Gold Exchange. Like I said, mention the Jeff Orbit Show. Get a free investor's kit, 888-852-4343. Call them up. Learn how to get more physical gold and silver for your investment, 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange, 888-852-4343. Small town's where it's at in America now, I think.
That's what we think.
I mean, you live where you want. I taught before we hiked down West Clear Creek, I could see the Phoenix glow from 80 miles away.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Well, I drove through there yesterday.
117.
And it was pretty hot.
Yeah. All right. Hope you all have a great, safe night. It's been fun. I'm glad to be back. Take care. Be back here tomorrow. See you soon. All right, you got a couple of cool things going on out there at Timberline Firearms and Training. July, a great July special.
Celebrating our independence with two big specials at Timberline Firearms. First one, you can shoot for as long as you like. No more 1 hour range limit. So
24 hours.
Well, there's always fine print in our normal operating hours on our normal days that we're open on the day of the purchase.
Yeah, okay.
You can shoot for as long as you like. And we encourage people to practice and be good, safe, responsible firearms owners. And then we've got safes. With Liberty Safe, we got a big delivery of Liberty Safes in just last week. A large variety available for you to select from. And if you bring in cash, you save 3% automatically.
Okay. That's
not to
deal.
Mention that you're only paying county sales tax instead of flag tax.
I still got a gift card. I got to get out.
Please
there.
Do. Come on out.
And you do those gift cards too. So if people are looking like present for anything coming up for a loved one or whoever, or me.
A great way to, to make sure your loved one gets something they like, get them a card so they can come out and pick it out themselves.
Okay, cool. So July range time when you go in there that same day, stay as long as you want and get your practice in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good. Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall.